USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As a nervous nation worries about the federal government shutting down the economy once again for COVID-19, Dr. Oz on Fox News questions President Biden's leadership because he has developed nothing new in his administration to combat the virus.
What is surprising is how unprepared the Biden administration is. Basically, they're given the vaccines developed under President Trump during Operation Warp Speed. Mm-hmm. So where's the leadership? There are no home kits. I tried to buy one yesterday, couldn't find them anywhere. Inadequate testing capacity. Where are the approved pills, the treatment for the actual virus? Instead, we get these reflexive one-size-fits-all mandates.
President Biden will talk to the nation about the country's fight against COVID-19 today at 2:30 p.m. Eastern Time. The manslaughter trial of former police officer Kim Potter is now in the hands of the jury. Potter fatally shot a combative 20-year-old Dante Wright during a traffic stop in the Minneapolis suburb of Brooklyn Center last April. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Let's get an update on the Americans and green card holders left behind in Afghanistan by the Biden administration's deadly and chaotic withdrawal.
Efforts to evacuate Afghan-American citizens, their families, and interpreters that worked with the U.S. military in Afghanistan are ongoing, despite the United States completing its withdrawal of troops from that country back in August. Project Dynamo is helping with those efforts, and one of its co-founders, Matt Henning, explains what their role is in the evacuations.
This is surge support that we're providing. We're augmenting this government mission. But the government moves at the speed that the bureaucracy can move. So, they need our help for surge support. That's why we're here.
Multiple reports indicate that only 3,000 Afghans have been evacuated since September. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The National Football League has a couple of games starting today at 7 p.m. Eastern. Merry Christmas week to you and your family from ours. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing, it's not a disease of aging, neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
As the Democrat Party attacks Senator Joe Manchin for publicly voting no to President Biden's massive social spending bill, it should be noted that Joe Manchin plus 50 Republican senators publicly voted no to too much government. Former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich on Fox News tells Democrats to take a chill pill.
The left ought to relax and accept the fact that Joe Manchin has been telling him for about 6 months now that he's not going to accept the kind of big government socialist bill they want. At the same time, I think everybody who's conservative ought to relax and accept the fact that this is the most dangerous and destructive presidency since Buchanan, which led to the Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
Buchanan was amazingly bad. The truth is, the Biden administration is going to end up being extraordinarily bad and very dangerous. If you look at China, Russia, Iran, terrorism, North Korea, you look at the border that's totally uncontrolled, you look at the inflation rate, you look at our extraordinarily stupid and self-destructive energy policies. This is an administration that is, in its destructive capabilities, far and away the most dangerous we've had in about 160 years.
For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.